Our story begins with a four werebears sitting in Herman's shop window, watching a little boy playing with his football in the street opposite. The little boy kicks the ball high in the air, and the ball lands in a huge building site opposite the shop. He then begins to climb over the wire fence surrounding the site to retrieve the ball. The werebears become frantic as they watch the boy climb into the building site. The werebears crept out of the shop, trying not to be seen by Herman, and slipped across the road to try and get into the building site. The fence was too high for the werebears to climb over easily, so they had to stand on each other's shoulders in order to reach high enough. Grizzler stood at the top with the three other bears under him. But instead of Grizzler climbing carefully in, he slipped and fell head over heels into the building site. As Grizzler always used to do in these situations, he began to cry. He was frightened in case the two huge and vicious dogs appeared and attacked him.
Shame on you, Grizzler. Have some courage. Find the boy and bring him back here quickly.
It didn't take Grizzler long to find the little boy. And when he did, he introduced himself.
Hi, my name is Grizzler, and you're in danger. I've come to get you out of here. Follow me quickly.
No sooner had Grizzler begun to explain about the vicious dogs than he was interrupted by a lot of growling and barking.
Ah! It's the mad dogs and they've seen us!
As the two ferocious dogs came bounding over from the side of the building site, the little boy and Grizzler dashed off towards another part of the building site to try and get away. They found a lift which was working and quickly ran in and pressed the button to close the doors. As the lift climbed, Grizzler and the little boy became more and more terrified. They could hear the dogs ferociously barking and howling as they ran up the staircase which ran next to the lift. They were sure the dogs would be waiting for them when they arrived at the top.
They're going to get us, Grizzler, and all I've got is my bare hands, and you're only a teddy bear. This is like a nightmare.
But, unknown to the little boy, Grizzler had a serious problem when travelling in lifts. As he rose higher and higher, Grizzler would start to panic, and his panic would start him turning into a werebear, just like he did when the moon was full.
Oh, no! I can feel myself changing into a werebear!
What's a werebear?
You're about to find out!
And the little boy watched as Grizzler, the nice, cute and cuddly teddy bear, turned into a werebear.
Oh, you do look frightening, Grizzler! God, I bet you can save us from these dogs.
Well, I'll have a go. But don't forget, however frightening I look, I will always be friendly with you.
As the lift reached the top of the building, the dogs were waiting there for the lift doors to open, ready to attack the little boy with his teddy. The fearsome dogs were ready to pounce, licking their lips, growling, drooling and clawing at the floor.
Oh, no! This is it! Go for him, Grizzler!
Right, you two. Let's get to business!
Before the doors had fully opened, little Grizzler had sprung forward with his wild green staring eyes glaring at the dogs as his sharp black claws popped out of his little pink paws. Then, with his mouth open wide, Grizzler produced a spine-chilling howl that almost deafened the two guard dogs and sent them shivering. All of a sudden, Grizzler lunged forward, gnashing his huge sharp teeth and swishing his two front claws wildly, advancing on the two very frightened dogs.
Go on, get lost, before I really get stuck.
And with that, the dogs ran down the stairs, tails between their legs.
Yeah, we did it! That showed them. Come on, Grizzler, let's get back.
And so the two pals headed down to the ground floor. Once firmly back on the ground, Grizzler began to change back to his normal cuddly self.
Oh, that's better. I'm sorry about all that. I must have frightened the wits out of you before.
Well, just a little bit, but if it hadn't been for you, those nasty dogs would have attacked us both, and we might have been seriously hurt.
As the two pals headed home across the building site towards the fence where they got in, an old man in uniform appeared.
Hey, 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 what are you doing here? Hey, didn't you see the signs warning people about my guard dogs?
Well, I only climbed over to get me ball back, mister.
Ah, so the ball I found earlier belonged to you, does it? Well, I found it behind some bricks. That's in my little hut for safekeeping. Now, you come along with me and I'll get it for you.
So, the little boy, with Grizzler tucked firmly under his arm, followed the security man to his hut. As the little boy stepped towards the doorway, he saw the two guard dogs crouched in the corner.
Don't get too close to my dog, son. Those guys are fearless and very dangerous.
No sooner had he said it, the dog screamed and whimpered and ran out of the shed to the far side of the building site, looking for somewhere to hide.
Well, I never. I've never seen him like that before. My two huge guard dogs scared of a little boy and his cute teddy bear. I just can't figure out what's wrong with them.
Well, we know what was wrong with them, don't we? And, with the end to all that excitement, Grizzler decided it was time to return to the toy shop, as he had done all he could to help the little boy.
And don't forget, little boy, if you're ever in trouble again like that, just give me a shout and I'll come and help you. But remember, don't ever tell anyone what happened, will you?
I won't. Oh, and thanks ever so, Grizzler. You're a pal.
And with that, the two pals parted. The little boy going off home to his mum and dad, and Grizzler returning to Herman's toy shop. Well, that is, at least until the next time.